dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. When I have a radio show and I can bring friends on the line, it really means a lot to me, and especially this conversation that's about to take place, because I'm connected to the Duke family, the Johnson family, way back in Hueytown where my grandfather preached. My grandmother attended Hueytown High School,
and she was connected with Janice and Don. I tell you, my grandmother and Aunt Leon just spoke so highly of Don. I never got to meet him. I believe he had brain cancer when we were in Hueytown and passed away. I have Patrick and Auburn Duke on the line right now, which Auburn is now Shukla. Another friend of mine, Neil, who posted about this special endowed scholarship at Auburn University. And I'm excited to get to talk to you both today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Patrick and Auburn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is awesome. Neil posted, and I saw this, siblings establish endowed scholarship in honor of aunt who paved the way. And then I see this old picture and I'm like, who is this? And I see Janice in the middle and I see Don and then I see John. As I read, I am just very excited about this. I have had folks from the Auburn Engineering Department come on the program. Mike Ogles, who lives in Athens, Alabama, is a liaison with NASA and the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. Patrick, tell me what caused you and Auburn to be motivated to do this endowed scholarship.
Well, the motivation comes from our upbringing. Our family has always been about carrying things forward. And what that means is the values that we uphold. That's hard work, self-determination, generosity, those things that are they're easy to say, but we don't always, as individuals and human beings, live them out completely here on this earth. We were very fortunate to have that, and it just drove us to say, look, man, we have been blessed. Auburn and I are second generation in our family, college educated. My father and Uncle Don, that generation, were the first. And we came from humble beginnings as a family, but through hard work, dedication, and more importantly, love and just a family structure that gives support, we were able to break through the cycle. And it's our goal to provide that same opportunity to other people that may not be as fortunate, because we know that once you break through that cycle as a family, good things happen and everybody deserves that opportunity. And then what they do with it is up to them. That's kind of our thinking behind this, Mark. And we're real excited to be in a position to do it, Auburn and I.
I mentioned at the start about your grandmother, Pearl Duke. I enjoyed getting to go to her house and visit. She did not go to college.
Eighth grade educated.
You know, if you wanted some wisdom imparted to you, I would say go to Pearl Duke.
Absolutely. And I'll let Auburn share anything she wants to, but you're talking about one of the strongest and mentally tough individuals that I've ever come across in my life, in my grandmother. And we called her Mama. But to your point, man, if things were going to go the wrong way in society and much of what's happening now, you wanted to be near Mama's house, because whether it was canning vegetables or working in the garden or just the wisdom she could impart, the mental toughness and just the way she approached life day to day, that's the person you wanted to be around. She was going to be your spirit animal for any kind of pandemic that went down. She was so generous, never sought the limelight, kind of kept to herself. But the things she did for people and what you find out even after her death, it's absolutely amazing. And so that's where it all started. She pushed her kids, Don, my dad, and Aunt Janice, she pushed all three of them to go and get out in the world and do what's right, at the same time, use their talents effectively. And they all did that. And again, we're very blessed to have that support. And Auburn, I don't know if you want to add anything.
Well, bring up Mamaw, that makes me think of the idea that Patrick had in the beginning of naming the scholarship after Aunt Janice, because she's a lot like her mother. Those characteristics and traits that Patrick was talking about were passed down to her daughter, Janice. Yeah. She's the matriarch. She was the same way. She was humble and did so much for so many years. And Patrick and I were just talking on the phone one day, and he said, I want to really do something to put the spotlight on Aunt Janice. I really want to give her the credit that she deserves for all that she's done for so many and for all these years. And so that's kind of how it all happened to come to be.
We all went to Hueytown High School together. Both you and Patrick are a little older than I am, not much, a year, 2 years. The fact is you were both destined to go to Auburn. When you think about your family and you're surrounded by Auburn, you're even named Auburn.
Patrick, you graduated with a civil engineering degree in 1999 and then Auburn. You graduated in 2000 with a bachelor's degree in rehabilitation and special education. You had the Auburn experience 100%. Y'all were all in. And it was one of those experiences where you appreciated what you saw at Auburn. You appreciated the family atmosphere, all the things that I hear about Auburn and its university.
Absolutely, man. And like I say to anyone, I went to grad school at Texas A&M after Auburn, and it's a great institution as well. And it has a lot of similarities to Auburn in the way it's set up. But Auburn fully prepared me, the engineering program, to go and compete anywhere in the world with anybody. And I firmly believe that. And I've been fortunate to really have a very good career. And it's in part, obviously, because of my family and my upbringing and where I grew up in Hueytown. I would never want to grow up anywhere else. It was an excellent experience. But then, you know, going to Auburn, having the relationships with the professors that I had, and just the ability to be a part of a very quality program like the Samuel Ginn Engineering Program, it just prepared me to go out and take on the world. Obviously, you got to do your part after you get out, right? At the same time, I could not say enough about my experience there, my relationships with professors and others that really paved the way. And you're absolutely right. It all kind of comes together real nice, and we're just fortunate to be a part of this story.
Don finished at Auburn with a chemical engineering degree, and then your father went on to be a dentist. Longtime service to Hueytown area. People know John Duke, and a lot of people still have his fillings.
That's a good one.
So I appreciated John, of course. He was my dentist when we were in Hueytown, and just a lovable guy. There's no other John Duke. And I appreciated John, and of course, Janice and Roger James. Janice didn't go to Auburn, but you still named it after her. What was the reason behind that?
It's kind of what Auburn said, man. If Aunt Janice would have gone to Auburn, she would have been just what they did or more, Uncle Don and Dad. And that's the point. At the time, she had in her mind she was going to work at U.S. Steel, which she was working at, go to Atlanta, take advantage, and climb up the career ladder. It's interesting, Aunt Janice, she at one time didn't think, you know, I'm not going to have a family or kids. I'm going to be a career woman. When she met Uncle Roger, the love of her life, they had a discussion, and they said, you know what? And she said, yep, okay, I'm going to have kids. And I'll tell you what, one of the best mothers you could ever ask for. And she was partly a mom to Auburn and I.
Yes, she was a mother to many.
I think that what people sometimes fail to realize is that is the best job you can have and the most influence you can have here on this earth as a human being. She could have been anything she wanted. She made a decision to be what she is, never looked back, never regretted it, has just been a phenomenal individual, human being, and influenced so many people's lives. And so for that, my Uncle Don, he got to go. He was a great student, great career, chemical engineer. My father, great career. Aunt Janice didn't necessarily get the recognition they did, but she could have done just what they did or more if she would have gone to engineering school at Auburn. And so that legacy, those values, that's what we want to live on. And we want the students that are part of this scholarship that receive this, we want them to understand that and want them to live on and show those values in their life moving forward.
You just hit it out of the park, Patrick. I love it. That's exactly why we're talking right now, is to recognize Janice James, to honor her. And this scholarship is doing that through Auburn University. When we come back, let's talk about what it takes to earn this scholarship. I know there are probably some people interested in taking advantage of this scholarship. It's called the Janice Duke James Soaring Eagle Diversity Endowed Scholarship, and it's in the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. Patrick and Auburn, will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Folks, we're talking to Patrick Duke and Auburn Shukla. We are talking about a special scholarship that they have named after their Aunt Janice, a great friend of mine. We're going to talk some more about this scholarship when we come back. We're going to find out the details of it. I want you as a listener, if you're interested in the scholarship, to start working towards maybe your young person getting this scholarship. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
love's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's Bowtime. I'm Dellen Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's Bow Time.
Hi. I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he...
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. This has been a great conversation because it's about people I love and care about. And to think about what Auburn Shukla and Patrick Duke have done to recognize their Aunt Janice and to listen to the story of their family and the dedication that they had to learn, to study, to be decent people. It should set an example for all of us as we listen. And I wanted Patrick and Auburn to share now about this endowed scholarship and the way that someone can earn that scholarship. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Patrick and Auburn.
Thank you.
Patrick, somebody is interested in the scholarship. It's through the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering, an amazing engineering program. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Mike Ogles, who is the liaison between Samuel Ginn and NASA, great friend of mine, been on the show a couple of times. I know about this College of Engineering. You know about it because you were there and studied in this program. You had such a great appreciation for the program that you and Auburn wanted to impart this scholarship through that department. Tell how people can find out more about the scholarship if they're interested in being a part of this.
Sure. Well, first, the focus of the scholarship is, it is implied in the name, diversity. For Auburn and I and our family, remember, we're second generation college educated. We talked about Mamaw, our grandmother, having an eighth grade education. So we're a family that has been able to break through that cycle. And right now in this country, when you look at statistics, minority populations are not to that point as fast as the populations here that are white, Caucasian, whatever you want to call it. Our goal was to create a diversity scholarship, which there is a need, obviously, everywhere, and in the College of Engineering at Auburn specifically. What we wanted to do was say, look, let's put ourselves back two generations ago, and how could we make the most impact with somebody that truly could use this, and again, could break that cycle that every family and every individual wants to break. It's not that they don't want to break it. Things just happen in life, right? So we want to be a part of the solution as a family, Auburn and I, as sister and brother. And we think that is truly a legacy of our family and how they've approached life in general. For those kind of students, the opportunity for you exists if you go to Auburn, if you're going to be in the engineering program, get in the engineering program, then you can go through the Office of Student Aid. You can go through the engineering office. They will help guide and direct you to not only this scholarship, but a multitude of others that are available to give you the opportunity that you deserve as a hardworking student who wants to change the world when they get out and has the same values of self-determination, hard work, mental toughness, and generosity that we like to hold and our family taught us to hold.
The foundation of my show is to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. And man, do we have a huge circle of difference makers surrounding this endowed scholarship. What an amazing group of people that caused you and Auburn to want to do this in honor of your Aunt Janice. It took a lot of people to make it happen. One of the things that I want to do through my show also is help to open doors for people and then to find their purpose. And that's the thing that I noticed about you, Patrick, when you were asked about the scholarship itself, that you wanted others to have the same opportunities that you had. A door is opening for somebody. Opportunities are coming for someone. They just have to simply take advantage of it when they see the door. And I say, just kick it in.
Absolutely, man. Kick it down and knock that sucker out of the way. Well, that's what we want people to be able to do, man. Success. That one thing, success, is the unifier of all unifiers in our global community that we all live in. And we want people to be successful. But man, there's so many barriers that other people not so fortunate have. And I will say this, that a lot of times it's not even money, Mark. It's more of just the support and the love and the system that you have around you. If this little thing that we're doing, and again, that's why it's named after Aunt Janice, and that's why we want the recipients to know about her. And the way Auburn does it is they actually have a banquet every year. It's usually in February with social distancing and other things. We will have to see if we can have it. But you actually get to meet your recipients at that for all the endowed scholarships. So it's going to be important, and we're going to work, obviously, within the rules. But Aunt Janice is excited about being able to maybe write a letter to that recipient, maybe give them a phone call, shoot them an email just to say, hey, we're behind you, not just helping you from the scholarship standpoint, but if you need somebody, we're here. And I think for her, that's also something she's looking forward to have that opportunity. And there are, of course, rules of engagement and that kind of thing that you would expect with anything like this. But there are opportunities for us and for her to do that. And I think that's just as important or more important than the money aspect of it.
I love this idea, and I love the fact that you and Auburn got together and decided to do this in honor of Janice. It's called the Janice Duke James Soaring Eagle Diversity Endowed Scholarship. I'm so proud of both of you. This is something that goes through the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. And I'm glad that you could join me here on the Mark White Show today.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure. You do a great job, Mark. We really appreciate all that you're doing to highlight these things in our community. It makes a difference.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome, both of you. Folks, we've been talking to Auburn Duke Shukla and Patrick Duke, great friends of mine, going back to Hueytown, Alabama many years ago. We still have a great connection between us. And when I found out they were honoring their Aunt Janice, I just had to talk about this. Just a love of that family. So I'm really excited that I could be able to talk to Auburn and Patrick today. I hope that you will check into this scholarship if you maybe have a student at Auburn. We do want to open doors. Patrick and Auburn want to open a door for somebody. I want to open doors to this show. Let's do that for other people. When you find a way to make a difference, just do it. Find the way and just do it. It's pretty simple if you really think about it. It just takes us thinking about others more than ourselves. I appreciate you listening again to The Mark White Show and another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you. Love you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's Lip Balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's Lip Balm. It's the balm.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.
day.